And I love state radio. That's the only secret. Like, there's nobody state radio. And I said it. Nicki Minaj, Nicki Lewinsky, Dirty Money, Young Money, the Mistress. Yeah.
State radio, you on the line? Who's this?
What's good, man? It's E. Beasley. What's happening?
Eric, what's going on, man? How's everything?
All right, man. I can't complain. What's going on with y'all, man?
Well, now, we was just sitting here talking about Tiger Woods, man, and what was going on with him.
He's in trouble. He's finished. I don't understand that, man. I don't understand that one, man.
He
did all that for the cocktail waitress, man. He's finished.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to get a check.
He got to get his wife the Kobe special, the house on the finger.
That's not working, man. See, he married, like, I think she was a nanny from his next-door neighbor or something like that. So, you know, she's foreign. She's not from this country. She probably didn't really want Tiger. She's like, you piece of shit. She's probably going to get rid of him. He's finished, yo. She got two kids, and they've been married. Oh, man, probably no prenup. You know, Tiger probably was like, I love her, Dad. You know what I mean? Just married her. He's done. Do they reside in California? Their main residence in California?
Yep.
I think it is.
Oh, man, oh, man. California, they go in off the rip. Hassan chopped 50%.
Wow.
Dang.
There's nothing you can do about that, man. California, they go down the middle. That's why when J-Lo was getting a divorce that time, when her husband was writing a book, the dancer dude, what was this, Chris Judd? They gave homie like $12
million.
Off the top, they gave him like $12 million in a restaurant just to not to write any books or do anything when she made that little transition to Ben Affleck.
Because
they were living in California. He was entitled to half. So he probably could have gotten a lot more, but he probably was just like, I'm not going to fight it. I got to chill with J-Lo for 9 months, walk away with $12 million, I'm good.
Wow.
I wish
that's
I was dancing.
That's crazy.
What's up?
But, yo, we got Eric Beasley in the building. For those that don't know who you are, man, just give him a quick little check. You know, tell him what you've done in the biz.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody, man? My name is Eric Beasley, currently doing A&R up at Asylum Records in New York City. Asylum Records is under the Warner Brothers umbrella. You know, they have artists such as Mike Jones, Paul Wall, Bun B, Scarface, Cam'ron, Gucci Man, OJ the Juice Man, Shorty Lowe, and others. You know, prior to working here, you know, I managed a couple of producers. Also did, started out actually over at Geffen Records doing radio promotion, you know, and I'm also a partner in the infamous Smack DVD.
Great.
And we actually just started something new called the Ultimate Rap League, which we shot on Halloween. Our first battle was Math Hoffa versus T-Rex. We got Young Miles on there. We got X Factor. We got Cortez, a couple other cats. The DVD for that will be out this week. We already started releasing clips online of the battles and the controversy around the battles. You can catch them on some of the major platforms out there as well. And you can check the Ultimate Rap League website at urltv.tv. That's, you know, URL for Ultimate Rap League. urltv.tv.
That's what's up, man. So it's like you're heavy in the industry, man. And so where do you see the industry going right now? Because, you know, because of the sales and the internet and everything. So where do you see the industry going? The music.
See, that's
music
the problem, man. I wish I had an answer for you, man. You know what I'm saying? I can give you my little synopsis or, you know, my little opinion of what I think is happening. I mean, I think it's just in a weird transition stage, and they're not quite sure what to do. I think there'll always be people that'll sell records, but you kind of got to build careers, which record companies aren't doing now. They're chasing singles and marketing those, selling the ringtones, seeing what the album does, and cutting the string. I mean, I think eventually music is going to be free. I think music is already free. It's online. It's already downloadable. I think people have to get used to the concept that music is free, create areas, and drive and promote places where people will come and listen to your music and download it, and then get sponsors to come in and be around you because you're a hot commodity. I think that's – and do your shows. The live experience will never go away because people always want to go out and dance and see their favorite song perform live. So that's the last thing that you as an artist can hold on to. So I think today people are confused. I think people still think it's like Crush Groove or like, you know, when they come in and LL was like, box, and he just started rapping and he was like, sign him. You know what I'm saying? that's out of here. Like, the probability of you walking into an office with a four-song demo and then just seeing your talent and saying, you know, this guy's really good, sign him. I mean, who's got signed in the last 5 years because they was nice? Let's be real.
Exactly. Nobody, really.
It ain't nobody.
What about J. Cole?
J. Cole is good. J. Cole is fortunate. You know what I'm saying? But J. Cole came in through Jay-Z, who's, you know, who's an artist, you know what I'm saying? So even though Jay-Z is a major, you know what I'm saying? It's not a major in a traditional sense. You know what I'm saying? It's not a Sony. I mean, I'm pretty sure he'll have the backing of Interscope, and Live Nation is huge because they control all the performance venues. So J. Cole is definitely in a great situation. In fact, I got an artist that I represent named Rain out of North Carolina, and he actually came out and showed us a great deal of support. J. Cole did, you know what I mean, the other night. Shout out to Donnie Goins and Emilio Rojas. They put together a little event down at the Gramercy Theater, had all the blogs come out. You know, you can check it out on some of the websites. But, you know, Rain performed, and J. Cole came through and performed one of his joints on Rain's set. So, you know, it was a good look for everybody. It was a great deal of support. So shout out to J. Cole. Make sure y'all go download his mixtape and, you know, see all the stuff that he's doing because he's super talented. But, you know, he's one of the fortunate guys that's out. But I'm talking about somebody that's released an album. You know what I'm saying? He's just getting out there just now. He's just getting his feet wet. But, you know, he's making noise because he's talented. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, someone that's actually released an album in the last couple of years. I would say aside from J. Cole, I haven't heard anybody that's gotten signed or come out.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. True. Mr. Ideff, you got any questions for Mr. Beasley?
Yeah, you say you come from a radio promotional background. When it comes to deciding an artist, how important is it for the radio rotation to be?
Well, see, it's not even the radio people that are the ones making the decisions. It's the companies, right? So they're all basing everything on research. So the only thing that really has numbers are record sales, which most people don't have record sales in stores. On a major label, you know, or the distribution to get the stuff into the stores for them to make a judgment on them. So that's not a good barometer. So the only other thing they have are radio spins, you know what I mean, which they can roll the dice on, where they can say, is this record real or is it paid for? So, you know, getting your record spun prior to you getting a deal is important because it also gives you bargaining power. Right now, you're in a race and you're fighting to get jerked.
Yeah.
You're fighting to get into a 360 deal right now.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, you got to make sure that you have as much leverage as possible.
Yeah. So you got to come in basically as a brand before you can even have a negotiating power.
Right. I mean, getting signed is one thing, coming out is another.
Yeah.
Just because you get signed don't mean that you're coming out. I just mean that you're signed. Like, I always tell people, like, once you get signed, it's the countdown to being on the shelf. So you got to make moves with the energy that you have when you walk into the building, or else you're never going to get anywhere. You know, there'll be somebody else coming around the corner next week with a new dance, and that's going to take priority over what you're doing, all your hard work. So if you want to sit back and wait for the label to do something for you, you're going to be waiting a long time. I mean, you know, if you got a good dance, you know what I'm saying, you might get popping.
Yeah.
Got a good dance record, you know.
How do you feel about those dance records? How do you, your personal opinion?
My personal opinion is this, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's part of it. In certain ways, it's part of hip hop because there's always been dances, you know, even going back, you know what I'm saying, to the WAP, to the Pee Wee Herman, you know what I'm saying. there's always been, like, songs that tell people to do dances and stuff like that. It's part of the culture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think there's no balance. You know what I mean? Like, there's enough for the dance things to coexist, but, you know, the powers that be have to open it up so that regular stuff, you know what I'm saying, aside from just dance records can come out. You know what I'm saying? When you just bombard it with one thing, I think the companies are so confused that they see something that's working at radio, working in a certain area, they all go and flock towards that, and then it just leaves everything else. Then by the time they catch up and realize that that's not the method, they're already stuck with a whole bunch of artists doing one thing. Then they have to restructure, cut budgets, get people out of the system, and reinvent themselves and come back again. They got to stay a little bit ahead of the game and take more risks.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm not mad. You know, some of the dance records are cool, but then after a while, like, I just have problems when, you know, if that's the kind of music that you do, then that's cool. But don't really, like, call yourself, like, an MC.
Okay.
And, like, say you're competing with, like, the other guys that are out there that are really writing and taking the time to do their stuff, you know, because I've heard, you know, I've heard records where guys, you know, are rhyming, and they'll say a punchline, and a man just said that in the rhyme before them. Like, they wasn't in the studio when they wrote the song. Like, yo, come on, man. I just said that. You can't say that. You know? It's
yeah.
Like they don't care.
Wow. So a lot of people don't even know actually what an A&R does. So basically, give the people an idea of exactly what you do as far as, you know, your daily work and when you go into the office and everything.
I mean, it could consist of a number of different things. I mean, from working with the artist on his project, you know what I mean, to trying to find the next new artist to sign. You know,
okay.
It could be a combination of helping a guy get some beats and for his album, or helping him find the right producer to work with, helping him find the right artist to do collaborations with on his album, helping him out with concepts on the album. Each artist is different. You know, of course, the things I'm going to tell a new artist, I'm not going to have to tell Scarface, because he knows,
okay.
He has his formula, he knows his niche already. Bun B knows his role and his niche already. But a new guy coming in might come in with 15 Let's Party All Night records and VIP, and I'm going to have to tell him, yo, dog, you know, you got to structure your stuff a little better. Give me some stories. Give me some concepts. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Balance it out. So it all depends. But for the most part, A&Rs, they help with beats. They help, you know, some guys help with beats. Some guys help with song concepts. You know, it depends on the artist that you're working with and how involved they allow you to be in their projects. Some guys are pretty resistant, and they just want to do it on their own and be independent. You know, so it all depends, but it's a combination of those things. Curing beats, helping them find the right songs, the right time to release, the right stuff to talk about. It's a combination of all those things. Finding new artists.
Okay. All right. So do major, how important is marketing online as far as working with the artists that you're working with? How much do you focus on advertising on websites and stuff like that?
I think marketing online is important, but I think that it hasn't shown to actually translate into money. It translates more into notoriety, because the internet is a place of free goods. So people don't respect it. So it's like the internet is a one-night stand. You know what I'm saying? Like, in terms of, like, music. Like, they watch it, you know. I can't curse on your show, right?
You can say what you want.
Okay, cool. Nah, like, you know, the internet, they get your shit, they watch it, all right. You know what I'm saying? It's the way that the internet is structured with the blogs. Everything moves to the next page immediately. So it's got people spoiled. So people want stuff immediately, they look at it, and they're finished. That's why the magazines are hurting right now, because they can't keep up with the way that the internet moves. So it's like, I don't want to hear about somebody getting punched in the face. I want to watch it on YouTube. So
that's why you got smacked.
You know what I'm saying?
Right?
And then why am I going to wait to read about it in a and you don't even have the picture in the magazine?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, But back to what you were saying, how important it is. I mean, I think it's important. I think it gives you notoriety. I mean, if you look last year and they had the next 10 guys that's supposed to be taking over the industry, they were all internet guys. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys like Charles Hamilton, Mickey Fax, they've been able to make an impact and become successful in other areas where even if they don't have deals, I know Mickey Fax is able to secure like a Honda commercial. And you know, I mean, it depends on the type of artist that you are. Too, you know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted, because a lot of times the internet is revenge of the nerds. You know what I mean? They don't let everybody come on there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It'll be a mixture. You know, they'll let like signed gangster artists rock on certain sites, like you know, like Uncle Murder or guys that were signed or whatever, like Uncle Murders and the Nipsey Hustles and the J Rocks and stuff like that. But then, like you know, they want you know some sites only put guys that wear like tuxedo pants and like capizios and stuff. You know what I mean? They don't always let a guys on. But you know, I think the internet is important. I think a lot of the site there's a lot of good journalists online who are still purists and try to keep it pure and you know look for guys with lyrics and give people who would get overlooked a shot. So I mean, if you can rap and you're really good and you're lyrical, you can flourish online. You can get popular. But I don't know if it translates into record sales. I still think you have to hit the streets, because the streets are usually the people that are coming out to the shows, and that's your core audience. But, you know, you may not be a street type of artist. You may be like a, I don't even want to say internet artist, but you may be kind of like an alternative rap artist. I mean, but see, people get mad, right, when you say, I hope I'm not talking too long, but people get mad, right?
That's what you're here for.
People get mad, right, like when you say, oh, you know, you're segregating rap, and, you know, everything is hip-hop. It is all hip-hop. It all comes from the same thing. But I honestly believe that there's different types of rap, and, you know, certain rappers try to alienate themselves from the mainstream, but then they want the mainstream love.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, you know, you're going to, you know, oh, because I wear my pants this tight, or, you know, because I wear glasses that I don't need to wear that aren't prescription that look like nerd glasses doesn't mean that I'm not rap. And you're right. But you're actually alienating yourself from a key audience. And that's the audience that pays for those shows. You know what I mean? That Gucci man, OJ the Juice man, that hood audience that you're trying to distinguish yourself or separate yourself from, that's the audience that's going to really come out and pay for it. You know, pay for you to perform. A lot of these guys that you see, you know, these new guys that are acting different, or we only wear Gucci pants and we don't wear Levi's, or, you know, whatever, you know, their little stick is, or, you know, I don't listen to rap, I only listen to the Talking Heads and Duran Duran, you know. They you know these, I'm not making this stuff up. This is what I'm reading, you know what I'm saying? When there's nothing wrong with being artistic if that's truly who you are. Be who you are, be yourself. But don't come up with a gimmick because you saw somebody else do it. There's some guys that are really on it like that, but don't do that because you think that's what's going to get you popping. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not real. So when you do that and you lie and you push yourself away, see, people don't understand. A lot of these guys are getting shows, but they're getting shows from these little boutique T-shirt companies that are sponsoring them, and they're paying for them to come out. So money is money, and it is a show. But it may not necessarily be true fans that are requesting you. It may be fans of a brand or a lifestyle that's connected to what you're doing that are supporting you and getting you out there, as opposed to, you know, Shaniqua and Latrita, like, girl, I got to get my hair done. Such and such is coming to town. That's what you want. That's who's buying Lil Wayne and Jeezy, and you know what I'm saying? Those fans right there, that's going to keep you doing your little shows and getting your money. So when you acting like you're too good for those type of fans, and then you get frustrated down the road when you're only getting stuff online and you're not getting called to be on the Jadakiss record with T.I. and, you know what I'm saying, and Young Jeezy and the Swagger Like Us records, because you're alienating yourself from, you know what I'm saying, from the mainstream.
Yeah.
You know, Kanye evolved into what he is now. He didn't come out wearing shags and Michael Jackson jackets. He's wearing varsity jackets and Jordans.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that was it. And he had a lot of years of marketing of the Rockefeller brand. So when I see these other guys trying to act different, they're offsprings of Kanye, and you're just trying to look like him, and you try to act like you're original, but you're not.
Yeah.
Because you wear nerd glasses and checkered pants, it doesn't mean that you're original. It's not original, man. You look funny, man. I'm not saying that you have to wear jewelry and hoodies and tote a gun and beat people up. You know, I'm not saying that either, because that's corny too.
Yeah.
If that's not who you are. But just be yourself, man. Everything, you know, everything can coexist, man.
Yeah, true.
But I know I probably done went off the topic. Everybody on the radio is all confused. Like, yeah, what is this dude talking about? But now, marketing online is important, but I think marketing on the street is just as important. And if you can bring the two together and they meet somewhere in the middle, you can be successful. If you have the money to get out there and actually put your music in the hands of the people at the schools, the high schools, and the, I know it sounds generic, but the barbershops, the high schools, the projects, the hood, the real area, the people that really approve stuff. You know what I'm saying? People, oh, we want to cross over. But see, the hood stamps it and mails it to the suburbs.
Yeah.
But we say that it's cool first, and then the kids, they want to, you know, the kids outside that aren't in the know of what's going on, or, you know what I mean, that aren't in the street, they want to emulate those, you know, the kids that are.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? You gotta solidify your fan base. Now that might, the hood and the street stuff may not be your fan base. So that is the beauty of the internet, because then you can reach other audiences that are into your type of sound. But then you have to come to the realization of the type of artist that you are. Not everybody's a mainstream artist. You know what I mean? Everybody can't be Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
Everybody can't be Jeezy.
Yeah.
You know? It's not going to work. Some guys don't possess that quality. But maybe, you know, you have a deep message in your music and you connect to a certain audience, playing that audience. There's guys out here like MF Doom who are killing them, doing show after show after show, and half the mainstream doesn't know who he is. But you know what? He doesn't care. He's getting his money. And he's doing his thing, and he's talented. And I actually like his music. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, he's found his lane and he's making his money. I don't see him running into the labels like, give me a record deal. He figured it out and he went out there and he's making a way and he's making a living doing what he loves to do, and he's not sacrificing his integrity, and he's being himself.
Yep, and Tech N9ne too.
Yeah, these dudes is getting paper.
Tech N9ne.
You know, so, I mean, I think the music industry, all these rappers, if the rappers are listening, or, you know what I'm saying, people that's trying to manage is listening, what you got to do is figure out who your artist is and then figure out how you're going to market him. You know what I mean? Is he a street artist? Is he a hood artist? You know what I mean? Then, you know, you got to go to the hoods first. You got to get them behind you so that you have some momentum. Just getting on the radio with BDS spins is not always going to get you signed. There's been guys that have plenty of spins, but they have no following. They didn't work the market around them. So when the research came back on the records, because that's a record, that's what radio stations do. They actually make calls, and they have ways to test and see if people actually like the records that are on the air. And if that information comes back, either due to people not liking it, people not knowing the record, or due to lack of support, you know, through flyers, CDs, and music, they pull the record off the air.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, you got to really build something out here before you can really become successful.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
So what big projects do you have coming up?
Through Asylum?
Let us in on,
I mean, you know, of course, that Gucci Man is coming out December the 8th. You got OJ the Juice Man at the top of the year. You got Bun B coming in the spring, and hopefully Scarface in the spring.
Yeah, shout out to Bun B, because he's a really cool dude. I had the opportunity to actually, you know, chill out with him at the label before at Asylum. So, yeah, shout out to Bun B. He's a real cool dude. So tell us a little bit of what happened.
No, I was saying it's a lot of Texas people.
We
got a lot of Texas listeners.
Yeah, well, Hi Def is from Texas. She's my co-host.
Oh, I love Texas. Oh, God. Hey, get out there, yo. Houston?
I'm from the capital city, Austin, Texas.
Oh, man. I don't know if I got out that way yet, but I love Houston, man. When I touch down in Houston, oh, baby. Women out there.
I know it got to be crazy.
Yeah, no, that's insane, man. People sleep on Houston, man. Houston is major. What's going on? What was you going to ask me?
Well, tell us a little bit about Rain, your artist Rain.
Okay, wait, cool. Rain is from Fayetteville, North Carolina. You know, he's been on the scene the last, I guess, roughly about 2 years off and on, you know what I mean? He's been in XXL, The Source, Ozone, BET, MTV. You know, he's worked with Dr. Dre a little, he's worked with Knots, Buck Wild, Scram Jones. You know, you could go check his MySpace page, which is myspace.com/rain910. And his Twitter is the same thing, Rain910, RAIN910. And, you know, he's dropped two tapes with Cannon. You can get those on datpiff.com or just Google the links, and they'll pop up. You can download his music. That's a young dude, 21 years old, rapper, you know what I mean, real rapper over real beats, you know what I'm saying, lyrical guy, you know what I'm saying. I would. You know, he's something to see, man. He's up and coming. He's hungry. You know, you can YouTube him. Check him out on the Green Lantern show, spitting on Team Invasion Radio. He's going in on that on DJ Enough show out here. You know what I mean? He comes up. He lives still based in North Carolina, but, you know, I'm excited about his project. He has a new street album coming called Life in Marvelous Times. That'll probably be out, late January, February. So we're trying to secure some guest appearances for that. And he's just out here in the grind, you know what I'm saying, trying to get his credibility up.
Okay, that's what's up. So how did you discover him, or how did you find him?
I actually met him from the homie Lord Tariq, man, because he was, Rain actually was in a group with Corey Guns. He started a group called The Militia.
Uh-huh.
So him and Corey, his family is, you know, like from the Bronx, so he used to come back and forth for the summertime. So he had met Corey Guns, and he was like 16, 15, so they were rapping together all the time. But you know how it is, the typical rap story, you know, they went their separate ways, so you know, it's all good. And you know, he just jumped out and we met up and we started our own little thing, and we just started hustling, and then, you know, the magazine started coming, and you know, he was just doing his own thing on his own, and you know, he just made a lot of noise. He's real hungry. He does beats now. He went and learned how to work Pro Tools. You know, he knew Young Guru, so he called him up, went down there. Young Guru taught him how to use Pro Tools, so he, you know, records his own music. Like, he's a hustler, you know what I'm saying? He'll get on the internet, market himself, send his records out. You know, he's on it, you know what I mean? He works. So definitely check him out at Rain910 at MySpace, Rain910, and on Twitter at Rain910. Follow him. You know what I'm saying? He's coming up. You know what I mean?
Definitely, man. I definitely heard some of his music. And also, he was real popular. He's going hard on the internet. He was even on MTV, right? I remember seeing him.
Yeah, he got on MTV. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird. Like, we did a lot of big stuff early.
Uh-huh.
So it was like weird, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had XXL, we had MTV, we had Source, Ozone, you know what I mean? We did a lot of ill stuff early in the game, and now it's like we're kind of like taking two steps back to move forward, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's another, that's like an example there. Like, you know, we got some labels that are interested, but then, you know, someone like, oh, well, do you have your big radio record on the air? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's just like, you know, so then he was just like, you know, I'm just going to chill for a little while. I like working and doing my own music and being able to control what I put out. So, you know what I mean? So he's like, you know, he's not really stressing it. You know what I'm saying? We have a few people that are interested in trying to get him a situation. So we're just looking into that now at the top of the year. And then hopefully, you know, we'll make the right decision so he can move forward. But definitely check him out, y'all. Rain910.
Okay. All right. So, do you listen to like unsolicited beats? Can people send you beats, or do they need to go through a certain?
Nah, I listen to beats. You know what I mean? I listen to as many as I can. to be honest with you, I mean, a lot of people come and try to send me beats on my email. A lot of people come to me and send me beats, and I try to listen. But y'all got to understand, man, that sometimes it's humanly impossible to listen to all the music that's out. You know what I mean? And that's what happens a lot of times with DJs. So you can't really take it personal. That's why you have to do everything to make yourself pop, like be online, be in the street, put out flyers, mixtapes, talk to DJs, get yourself known so that you could stick out amongst all the thousands of emails that they receive. Because you got to remember, they don't make vinyl anymore, so the record companies are sending emails with major artists. Then you get everybody else who gets these lists and these blast companies, and they're sending in their emails. So how do you get heard? How does a DJ listen to all of that when he has like a Def Jam, Atlantic, and an Interscope email ahead of yours? You know? And then sometimes people want to send you 37 beats or 37 songs, you know. I think technology hurt the game and it helped it. It helped the game because now everybody can record. Where back in the days, you had a reel, and that reel only fit like two or three songs, and that was like $300. So everybody couldn't record music. Now you can record on a CD that costs 10 cents. And every jerk with a program can record a song and send it out the same day and dish you. So everybody's a rapper right now. So everybody's rapping. Everybody has the same email addresses and is sending out all the same music. So nothing is exclusive. And the rate that music comes out is devalued it. And that's what I think the internet does in a sense. It helps promote, but it devalues content from music to video. Because once you watch it, and the blog moves down to the next page, there's new information coming in. So what you would normally, you know, when records with impact, I mean, at least when I was younger, you know, because I'm only about 23. But, you know, when records would come out, like Tribe Called Quest or stuff like that back in the days, the records wouldn't sell. They maybe go gold, but the impact on the street was so big. Because not just because the music was good, but because it wasn't a bunch of clutter and different releases. Now it's like, you know, you hear something last week, the kids be like, oh, that's old. When it came out, I came out last Tuesday. That's dumb old. You ain't see that, yo?
Hold on one second. We got a caller. Yo, you on the line, Spade Radio. I guess, let me see if I can get this guy in here. But, all right, what would you say? What would you say?
Everything is old now. You know how the kids are. That's old. We heard that already.
Yeah, true.
You know, so, you know, it's really, you know, a time where you have to keep up a pace. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's good to put music on the internet, but it's good to do it with a plan. You know what I'm saying? You put out a few songs. This is leading into a project, a release, you know, a street album, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? So, like, everything is counting for something. You know what I mean? As opposed to just releasing material and releasing material and releasing material. Like, what's going to happen? You know, after a while, it's just digital mixtapes. You know what I mean? You have to grow at a certain point and take the next step and move on. Because, you know, you know how hip-hop is about being new and coming out.
Yeah.
After they got enough of you, they're like, they want you to advance. And if you don't advance, they're like, all right. You know what I'm saying?
You on the line, it's Bay Radio.
Yo.
919. Yo, who's this?
Yo, this Kyle, man.
Yo, what's going on, man?
Oh,
we got Kyle.
What's going on, bro?
Yo, we got Kazi in the building. Yo, we also got Eric Beasley, A&R Asylum. He's in the Eric, you are familiar with Kazi?
You know what, I am, but I know there was two Kazis. There was a Kazi from the Hip Hop Project. Is this that Kazi?
Nah,
or the other Kazi.
This is the other Kazi. I'm the cat Kazi now. From 919. I just won the Loud contest this past February.
Okay, I know who you are now. I saw you online. What's happening, homie?
What's up, bro? I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling.
That's what's
good,
up,
good
man. How's it going with you out there, man? How you making your ways? You know what I mean? I see you on your grind right now. You calling in the stations.
Yeah, I'm going going hard right now because, you know, that's one of the things. This contest kind of, you know, made me blip on the radar, but I've just been here on the underground and independent level for, like, about 7 years, man, on my grind, doing my thing down here in North Carolina. And
what part of NC you in?
I'm out here in Durham right now, man. You know,
yeah, I was just out there, like, last week, man.
Okay, that's what it is. Yeah, I'm right
here.
I was
out there with the homie Manifest, the producer.
That's what it is, man. Yeah, we out here in Bull City, right here, Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill, what we call the Triangle out here. And I'm out here right here in Ninth Wonder Country, you know what I'm saying? So me
right,
and him,
right.
Yeah, we did a project together in 2005 called Spirit of 94.
Right,
and,
okay.
You know, we pushed about 10,000 just like between here in Japan and overseas just on our indie grind. And, you know what I'm saying, I've just been out here doing my thing, man. I was like one of the first cats selling CDs out the trunk out here. And we're winning this contest. Kind of blew new breath into me, you know. It was a good look because not only did I get a single deal out the situation, but I got 50 grand out the situation as well. So instead of, like, going and buying, like, you know what I'm saying, a small whip and a chain. Yeah, exactly. You know, well, I got the chain but for the low, though, you know what I'm saying. But what I did do, you know what I'm saying, was take the majority of that money and invest it in myself. You know, got the mixtape done with Who Kid. Shot two videos with my man Ray Cutts, who did a couple videos with Cameron. Did the Get It In Ohio video with Cameron. He did two of my videos. And then I shot another video with my man Court Dunn. And, yeah, everything has been, you know, I took all that money and used it right, man, and actually got a microphone check in this month's issue of The Source. So make sure everybody check that out when they get a chance, man.
What's your website information and stuff that people can check
my
music at?
Yeah, if y'all want to check the website out, it's kazemusic.com, kazemusic.com, and you can download the Who Kid tape First in Flight on the website for free, actually. So yeah,
okay.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying, go check that. Y'all can grab it for free right there off the site.
That's what's how'd you hook up with Who Kid?
Man, that's the beauty of Dove, man, actually. yeah, she made, you know, once, you know, the Dove is my publicist, Tiger Eye Entertainment, and, you know.
Yeah, shout out to Dove, shout out to Dove.
Shout out to Dove. Get that
yeah,
official public publicity. Dove is on her grind, man. She does it all. So all your indie rappers out there, make sure y'all get up with Dove, man. She knows exactly what to do, man, where to start. I mean, take it from Kaz, he'll tell you. But I know a couple of people that she helped blow up over the years, so that was official.
Yeah, definitely. Like major names that people look at now might not know they started out with Dove, you know what I'm saying, doing things like this. And that, you know, that was money. That was part of that money that I took and invested it, try to invest it the right way. So, you know, Dove made that link happen. I actually came to New York and actually met with Who Kid. And just took it from there, man, because I knew I needed something, you know, to pop right off the gate, you know, a Who Kid or a drama or something, to, you know, to put that attention on the music right away. So, the Who Kid Connect was a super dope look because This Is 50 ended up posting it and all the other, you know, just with his name being affiliated, you know, all the sites just picked up on it and put it out there, pushed it out there real strong for me on the Internet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dove introduced me to Ron Browse like 2 years ago before he was Ron Browse today. So I know she's been on her grind for a minute.
Yeah, man. Yeah, she and that's the thing too, is because I first met her like in a she saw me freestyle battling at like Rock Steady Park or something like that, and that was some years ago when I was just still wet behind my ears, Kazi passing out my little demos and my little burnt up CDs. And she was somebody I, you know, had made a relationship with. And once I could meet the financial obligation, you know what I'm saying, now we're moving forward. And, man, things are definitely popping off, man. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, just check for me coming out of the South, man. North Carolina, for those of y'all that know, you know, things that have been done here before, you know, I'm a part of that new wave, that next movement. You know, you see J. Cole, that's my man from Fayetteville. He's coming out. You know, Ludacris signed my man Small World to DTP from Raleigh. So, you know, it's another
way.
Got
Rain out there.
Rain,
Fayetteville, too.
Up. Definitely. Rain out here doing big things. He put out a Cannon mixtape just a couple months ago. So, you know, I'm in that next, like I said, that second wave. We'll have it, you know, third wave of Carolina to come now and show a different side of what's going on, you know, south of the border, man. We rap a little different in Carolina.
That's what's up. So this song, Fresh, tell me a little bit about that joint, the one with Ninth Wonder. Or what is that about?
Okay, yeah, Fresh, I mean, that's basically, you know, kind of self-explanatory with the title, man. That's a joint, like you said, my man Ninth Wonder laced me with that. And I feel like, you know, the style that I'm trying to come with and portray, you know, this image-wise is, you know, fresh, not only, like, in appearance, but personality, mentality, you know what I'm saying, how we looking at the game, how I'm approaching the game, and what I'm, you know what I'm saying, what I'm bringing to the table that's fresh to hip-hop. You know, I know everybody has seen it all, done it all, shot it, stabbed it, ran with it, danced it out, but what we coming with is a fresh approach here in North Carolina, you know what I'm saying, and I'm just a part of that, so fresh is, you know, like I said, not only the appearance, but, you know, the whole aura of what I'm bringing to the table, man. So, you know, once y'all hear the joint, you'll really feel where I'm coming from on that.
All right, I'm going to play a piece of that right now. Hold on one second.
Yeah. Your Woo. Boy, Kaz. Ninth Wonder on the track.
You know, I feel like right out the shower.
Uh-huh. Baby powder's up, I feel
personality and peep the way I'm dressing it. From the kicks and clothes, I'm fresh head to toe. It ain't about the dough, ma, my whole aura is suave and debonair. Peep the atmosphere, southern gentleman, you with it, mommy, let's get out of here. Everything pristine, that's from the hat and jeans. The girl will look when I step on the scene. I'm
yeah, just give them a little piece of it. Tell them where they can hear the whole song, your MySpace page, where they can hear it.
Okay, yeah, y'all, check me out on the myspace.com/KAZE1, and also I'm on the Twitter as well, Kaze919, KAZE919.
That's what's up, man. We running out of time here, but I want to thank Mr. Beasley for calling in, man. We appreciate that.
Nah, it's all good, man. Thanks for having me.
Yes. And I have to get on you about saying you just go to Houston, you just stop by Austin sometimes, too.
Yeah, definitely. I've got to come through.
I mean, we got talent here. We got talent here, too. Some people overlook Austin. We got talent here.
Now, I know some people out there. I got my homegirl Troublesome out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she gets busy.
Oh, that's what's up. So, and you got to get Irene on the show, too, man. We got to have
next time, I mean, he was just up here to do that show with Donnie Goins, but, you know what I mean, next time he comes back up, I definitely have him come by the show. You know what I mean? Everybody make sure you check him out at Rain910. You know, that's the MySpace, Rain910, on the Twitter, Rain910. Make sure you check out Kaze. You know what I'm saying? He got that heat. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just meeting a brother, but you know what I'm saying? From that joint right there, I could tell the type of music that he does, and he's from NC, and most of the NC's weird. Like, the NC dudes that I'm hearing now, they doing, like, they making music like the golden era music. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a new style of the golden era music. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's bugged out. Like, you'll think, like, you know, you just trying to get some New York mixtapes or something, you're going to hear that. But a lot of our New York guys, and I'm a New York to the heart, New Yorker to the heart, but a lot of them are, like, probably so shocked that they're not getting attention paid to them that they're trying to do what's out. So they're trying to rhyme on Southern beats. It don't sound right. It's not sincere. So I like when guys are, you know, really, you know, staying true to lyricism and trying to, you know what I'm saying, put their music down on the right type of tracks and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying, look out for the NC dudes, man. J. Cole, Kaze Rain, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure there's a few other guys that I'm missing. Oh, my man Dirty Den, He gets busy too. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all pay attention to these guys because they got real lyrics, man. Don't think because they from North Carolina that they're not lyrical, man, because these dudes are serious, man.
That's what's up.
Make sure you check them out.
Yo, we're going to have to do a part two with you, man. I know you got a lot to say.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm letting it be known, man. It is what it is, man. And make sure y'all check out the Ultimate Rap League, man. For real, man. URLTV.TV, the illest battles and freestyles. We got Cyphers coming out this week with everybody from the battle MCs like Murder Mook, Arsenal, and Iron Solomon, to a lot of your favorite underground MCs like Stimuli, AC, J to S. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, we're going to get my man Kazi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to get a freestyle from him for the URL TV. You know what I'm saying? We still got Smack DVD as well. But, you know what I'm saying? We're moving more now towards the battles and freestyles. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? You could definitely come through the site and check that out. And the new DVD with all the battles on it will be out like in about another week, which you can check on the major platforms like Worldstar to see some of the battles that we released already, you know, namely the joint with Young Miles and Rich Dollars. You know, you can definitely check that whole battle out on URLTV.TV, Ultimate Rap League.
Wow, okay.
Shout out to Rich Dollars.
And we're gonna get some of them guys up to call in on the show too, man, to talk about battling, man, and battling on not just face to face, but battling on records. You know what I'm saying? Everything is a competition. Let's get the competition back in the game, man. So dudes can, you know, be listening to other people's lyrics and, you know, get some energy and be like, yo, Money came hard on his shit. I gotta step my game up. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's just busy worrying about record sales. And not worrying about keeping the music alive and in the competitive nature of what hip-hop is. You know what I'm saying? You got away from that. It's okay to bite and be like other people and dress like other people and copy and rhyme the same and steal people's beat patterns. And you know what I'm saying? There's no originality. Everybody's just chasing what's hot. You know what I'm saying? You got to get that competitive nature back in there. So come on, let's get it, man. And get my information, you know, we're going to talk offline to get my information, man, so, you know what I mean, you can get up, we can get up, because I definitely going to need something from you.
Yeah, most definitely, man. I just adding on what you were saying, too, man, I feel where you're coming from on that, because even with what you're saying, what you're hearing come from Carolina is surprising, but I think what, you know, a lot of cats are like me, we came up on that era you're talking about here, like 94, 95, like Nas, Big, Wu-Tang. You know, like, that whole era of music right there is what I was influenced by the most, you know. And like you said, to not copy and imitate what cats was doing, but what was dope about that whole era and the MCs that came out at that time was that lyrics really mattered, man. You had to be nice. And like you said, it was bigger than just, like, being a studio artist. Like, if I'm on the spot, can I freestyle? If a man come at me on a record, do I know how to handle myself? You know what I'm saying?
If I put the beat on right now, because you got 24 bars on deck real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. Like
cats
that,
only have
like,
no bars on deck, man.
Right. And the whole art, like you said, the whole art of war, the fact that, you know, being an MC puts you in a certain competition, you know, like Jay and Nas or KRS-One and MC Shan or LL and Cannabis, like, if you really an MC trying to be the best in this, you got to be, you know, skilled in all forms of what it take to be an MC, man. So, like, that's definitely what I'm coming with. And a lot of my fans, everybody you named from Carolina that you just named, I know is on point and in that next movement right there, though.
Yeah, man. Come on, people. Let's go, man. Step it up, man. Let's keep them lyrics up to par, man. Let's move, man. Let's get competitive, man, and in a friendly way. You know what I mean? Just let's try to do the best possible music that you can make. Take pride in your work, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm hoping that, you know, we can get some of that competitive nature back into the game and some of the rules can come back. And, you know, because hip-hop, even though it's street, it had rules, man.
Yeah.
It just seems like those rules are just going down the tube, man. It's just,
yeah, cats getting away with murder, and I think
anything,
and especially, like, you know, being from the South too, man, is like, you know, a lot of cats that from up top will look at what has gone on thus far and say that it's a big part of the problem is what the new music that came out of the South in the last, like, 3 to 5 years has dumbed it down, kind of made it ignorant and what have you. And that's why, you know what I'm saying, it's important, man, for the Reigns and me and J. Cole's and cats like that to show, yo, there's a whole nother side of the South, man. Everybody got a cousin down here, a brother, an uncle, a grandma, or something, you know, and we ain't, you know, chasing chickens around in the front yard and shit. You know what I mean? I think that's for real, I think that to an extent, like, when Petey Pablo did a lot of good for us, and it set us back in a different direction, you feel me? Like, to where that's what cats are expecting. When I come to New York and do a show, cats is, you know, that first song, they got their arms crossed. By the second song, they nodding their head because I think they were expecting me to come in and start, you know, yelling and screaming and jumping up and down. And, you know, for those that do that, that's cool. But, you know,
it's got to be balanced, man. It's got to be balanced.
And have our own identity, you know, because Atlanta's done it, Florida's done it, New Orleans has done it, Houston's done it. So what's going to be different about Carolina to make us stand out, you know? And that's, you know, when y'all check out the mixtape, you'll hear what I'm bringing to the table as far as my contribution to make us have our own sound, man.
Yo. That's what's up.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
We definitely appreciate you guys calling in, and we're going to definitely support the music. You know, we're going to get some songs from Rain, and, you know, we're going to play Kazi. We're going to make sure the people hear that some real lyrics, you know, in the game.
I'm going to be looking for you on Twitter, Kazi.
All right. That's what's up. Follow me. I'll follow you for sure. Definitely.
That's what's up.
All right. That's what's up, man. So everybody stay up, man. Thanks for having us on the show.
No problem.
You know what I'm saying? We appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all love one more time before we get out of here. Kazi, man, what's the Twitter, man?
One more time. Hey, first of all, shouts out to, you know what I'm saying, to Antoine, man. Thanks for having me on the show. And
no problem.
Once again, it's Kazi, K-A-Z-E. You can check me on myspace.com/KAZE1 and on the Twitter at KAZE919. Y'all holler at me, definitely.
Yeah, Rain is the same. MySpace.com, Rain, RAIN 910, and the same is on.